Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most Christians would reject this and say, you shouldn't use abortion as a form of birth control, and I agree. But you know what? Christians do it all the time. We let the devil just plant stuff. You watch stuff that if Jesus was sitting beside you in his physical body, he wouldn't be pleased with what you watch and the music that you sing and the stuff that you read. And yet you let this get planted on the inside of you, not making the connection that every word is going to produce increase, fruit, death and life. The next verse, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Every word that you speak and every word that you hear is either life or death. Notice that there's not this great gray area in between. It's either life or death. It's either blessing or it's cursing. Every time you're just sitting here singing about something that you think is generic and it has nothing, if it's not ministering life, it's ministering death. Anything that's non-life is death. You are letting them plant seeds. So it's not all intentional, and it's not that we go out and pursue sickness, but you just live in a culture where they talk about sickness, talk about death. They talk about failure. They talk about all of these things. Man, in our culture today, there are saying that this is a terrible time and all of this stuff, which is absolutely untrue. I don't know if you saw USA Today, but I looked at some of that today, and there's only 30. Did you know that there's 35 counties in the United States that the foreclosure thing comprises 50% of all foreclosures in the United States are in 35 counties. And the vast majority are California and Florida, where there was a boom that was not supposed to have been in the first place, and it busted. And because of this, of course, the big AIG and these corporations that invested in these wrong deals, they are nationwide and they're getting people's attention. But you know what? It's not all over. It's not everywhere. But it's being misrepresented. They're comparing this to the Great Depression. Man, have you ever read a history book? Have you ever seen what the Great Depression was like? Anybody who's comparing this to the Great Depression ought to be lynched. Amen. That's just stupid. Did you know in the Great Depression, you know what the mortgage foreclosure rate in the Great Depression was? 50%. You know what it is now? 4-point-something%. And they are screaming to high heaven about how bad it is. And did you know that in January that the foreclosure rate actually improved? You aren't going to hear much of that stuff. But see, you're listening to all of these Chicken Littles talking about how bad everything is. And it depends on what you're talking about. You can find things that are bad, yes, but there's a lot of good things. It's not so bad. Did you know that in the Great Depression that the unemployment rate was 24.9%? And we are just screaming about we're coming to the end of the world because it's 7-point-something%. 3 times worse in the Great Depression. It's not even close. It's not even close. And yet, see, these words are being spoken. Seeds are being sown. And fear is coming into the heart of people. And people are drawing back. And fear is causing people to miss some great deals. Man, now is a great time. It's a great time to prosper. Most millionaires are made during downturns when other people are selling their assets for 10 cents on the dollar. This is a time to be buying. This is a time for believers to step up to the plate. And yet, people are listening to unbelief and thinking poor. And you can get as you think in your heart. That's the way you're going to be. Same thing is true in the area of healing. The same thing is true in finances, emotions, relationships, just everything. Brothers and sisters, there is so much unbelief being spoken, and we are letting these words into our heart, and then we try and abort all of it. I'm not going to fail, but you listen to everybody else prophesy and speak failure. And it's all lies. Our news media is just flat lying about a lot of stuff. They are misrepresenting. I don't know if it's ignorance or if it's malicious. I consider it's both. But it's wrong. You know, in 2005, I was in Scotland when the bird flu hit, or the avian flu. It's called different things on different sides of the Atlantic. And I was watching television, and they interviewed a man who is the leading expert for the British healthcare system. And they said, can this bird flu mutate into a strand that could infect humans? And he said, there's no doubt that it can do it. It's going to happen. And they said, so are you predicting a pandemic, a worldwide epidemic? And he says, it's not a matter of if it will happen. It's just a matter of when it'll happen. He says, it might be 1 year or 2 years at the most, but I can guarantee you 1/3 of the world's population will die within 2 years from avian flu. That was in 2005, October. In 2007, 2 years after that, I read an article and there had been a total of 12 deaths worldwide from the avian flu. If some of you will remember, I bet you heard about this. And over in England, they were killing the birds and burning them, and you could see the smoke rising from all over the countryside. Some of my friends had poultry farms. They were devastated and things like this. It caused an economic downturn. There was a lot of problems. And this expert prophesied that within 2 years, 1/3 of the world's population would die. He was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. They ought to hold people like that accountable. They ought to prosecute them, because you know what? It affected people. They lost their entire living. It caused tremendous damage. You're hearing stuff like this every single day, and they're speaking death and life, and seeds are being sown in your heart, and you don't even know what's happening. And most of us have so many more negative seeds sown than we have positive seeds. I'm telling you that you can take the Word of God and get pregnant with it. You can meditate on this day and night. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, when you meditate on it day and night, shall you make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success. Everybody wants the prosperity and the good success, but they don't want to meditate on the Word day and night. They just want to be carnal and watch as the stomach turns and sit on their couch and then go to a meeting and have somebody wave their hand over them and get an adoption. You don't want to give birth. You don't want to carry it. You just want somebody to give you what you want. That's wrong. If you're in a desperate situation, you know, go to somebody for help, but man, don't use that as a substitute for you. The Word of God was intended to literally impregnate you and let you bring forth the miracle that you deserve. And this is how Jesus came to this earth. God Himself used this same principle. He spoke the Word. He took those words and put them in Mary's womb. And the same way that the virgin birth happened is the same way that your miracle can happen. And you need to do the same thing that Mary did and humble yourself and say, so be it unto me according to your word. You know, there's people right here in this room that you are sick. You're struggling financially, emotionally. You're dealing with fear. You're dealing with all kinds of things, poverty. And you're just wishing and a hoping and a praying that God's going to do something. You could take the word. There is a promise in here, multiple promises for whatever your situation is. And you could take this word, and if you meditate in it day and night to observe and do what it says, every one of you could conceive. Every one of you could produce a miracle. You could reach a place that instead of going around constantly with your hands out begging somebody to pray for you and to help you, you could be the one who's mature and you could help other people who are struggling. You could be a part of the answer instead of a part of the problem. And I know some of you are offended by what I say. So you're criticizing me. No, I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to tell you you don't have to be a beggar. You don't have to stay in that depressed state. You don't have to always wonder why nothing ever works for you and it works for everybody else and you're just constantly having to beg other people to help you. You could be the one that's helping other people. You do not have to stay poor physically or emotionally or in your body, in your health. The Word of God has given you everything. Everything you need is right here. And in a sense, I'm preaching to the choir because this is Friday night and you're listening to a preacher in a hotel. You are the ones that have already, to some degree, seen this truth, and you are pursuing it more than others who are at home tonight watching somebody kill something or destroy something. And so you may be the cut above, but you know what? I bet you, even among the people that are right here, that there's so much that we just occupy ourselves with, we aren't taking the Word. If what I'm saying is true, if these things that I've said tonight are true, then brothers and sisters, there's nobody in here that shouldn't have a path now to run on. You ought to be able to get from where you are to where you know God wants you to be. It may take time, and some of you may say, oh, I don't like this. I came here, I gave you Friday night. I want to leave with my miracle right now. You know what? That's not how it works. That's not how babies come. You don't have a relationship and the next morning have your baby. You have to conceive. You have to carry it. You may not like the way this works, but it works. And if it's not working for you, it's because you aren't working it. This shouldn't discourage you. It ought to help you. And you know, the good news is that after you start sowing the Word in your heart and you start conceiving, after a while you build up momentum. And it's like you're going 1,000 miles an hour. And you know what? You just can't make a U-turn when you're going 1,000 miles an hour. Man, you have to slow down. It takes a long time to slow down and to apply the brakes and turn around. There are some of you that are moving so slowly that if a pebble got in your way, you wouldn't have enough momentum to get over it. There's some of you that, you know, you get up in the morning and you don't want to turn against the Lord. You plan on going and on with the Lord, but you just pray that the right situation or the wrong situation doesn't happen because you aren't sure you're going to still be committed to God by nightfall. You know what? You aren't moving very fast. But you can get to where you build up momentum. You can get to where you take the Word of God and sow it in your heart, and you just literally cannot turn against the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.